From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Texas Republicans are now fighting among themselves in their effort to send 5 or 6 new Republicans to Congress. Earlier this summer, Democratic legislators left the state to stop the Republican redistricting plan. They eventually gave up, and separate plans have passed the Texas House and Senate. As NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, Democrats are now on the sidelines, but House and Senate Republicans are still unable to agree on a new map.
After 7 months of toil, the campaign to redraw the congressional lines in Texas has accomplished one thing without question. Everybody is now mad at everybody. Republicans are mad at the Democrats for running out of state and bringing a lot of unwanted publicity. Democrats are mad at the Republicans because the Republicans ran over them politically like they were armadillos on a Texas blacktop. Democrats are mad at each other because one of them got tired and went back to Texas, setting in motion the armadillo scenario. And now, to complete the happy redistricting scene, Republicans versus Republicans.
I'm locked in. My district wants it. This is our opportunity, and it's there, and we want it.
Tom Craddock is the Republican Speaker of the House from Midland, and he's demanding a brand new congressional seat be centered in his hometown. Midland is in West Texas, in the heart of the Texas oil country. Craddock says it's time for the oil industry to have its own congressman.
We really want someone that'll focus on energy. That's the primary income source in our area of the state. And to be truthful, I've had calls from people all over the state that are in the oil and gas industry and say, great.
If all Republicans wanted to do was add 5, 6, or even 7 new Republicans from Texas over the next few years, it wouldn't be a problem. They could draw maps today that would give them 4 new seats now, and the balance would come when several older conservative rural Democrats retired from their already Republican-dominated districts. But the National Republican Party in Washington, D.C. has a stake in this, too. Its political agenda involves getting as many Republicans into Congress now, not 6 or 8 years from now. From the beginning, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay has been quite visible in this redistricting effort. DeLay is from Houston, and his staff had a prominent role in the map drawing back in the beginning. Craddock makes no apologies about DeLay's involvement in the Texas process.
So, no, I'm not defensive, and I don't mind saying that I've talked to DeLay. He's the leader of the Texas delegation and basically the majority leader in the United States House, and so we're glad to have their input. He's been very supportive of our maps.
And while they won't go on the record, Republican staffers in the Texas Capitol will whisper that President Bush and his advisor Karl Rove are also on Craddock's side. But here at the end of the redistricting process, it is local politics which have begun to hold sway. Republicans in the Texas Senate have started to resist this effort to grow the Republican delegation from Texas so quickly and by such a large degree. East Texas Senator Bill Ratliff is the former lieutenant governor and a Republican force to be reckoned with.
Mr. DeLay, whose team Mr. DeLay is on, is academic. Whatever plan comes out of this conference committee has to get 16 votes on the Senate floor. And I assure you that Senator Duncan today has 16 votes, probably a lot more. So I don't think where Tom DeLay is really making any difference as far as the Senate floor.
Craddock's plan is unacceptable in the Senate because in order to get his congressional seat for his hometown of Midland, he's got to steal an existing congressional seat from the Texas Panhandle. And unfortunately for Craddock, the man who chairs the Senate Redistricting Committee is from, you guessed it, the Panhandle. Robert Duncan would be jeopardizing his own political career if, to satisfy Craddock, he allowed a local panhandle congressman to be sacrificed. And Ratliff says the Senate is going to stand behind whatever Duncan decides is best for his district.
To force Senator Duncan to relinquish a seat that is anchored in Lubbock so that the speaker can have his congressman, I don't think is going to happen on the Senate floor.
But after 7 months of a 3-ring redistricting circus, after the Democrats fleeing and all the national attention, there is enormous pressure for the Republicans to now come to an agreement. And House Speaker Tom Craddock says flatly that he is not budging, that it has to be his maps. So all eyes turn to the senator from the Panhandle, Robert Duncan. He says he's not going to sacrifice the interests of his constituents for the partisan interests of the Republican Party.
I'm going to fight for what's best for my constituency. I will not vote or support anything that erodes the congressional representation for West Texas.
Republicans are running out of time. If they can't get a deal done very soon, the new maps will not be approved in time for the primaries in March. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.